Good morning.
Good morning.
There's lots of announcements in the bulletin. Please take a look, but I'd like to highlight a few. Especially the Parish Discernment Committee has decided that the parish should support deacons. We therefore invite any members of the parish who feel called by God to serve the parish and the community by becoming a member of the Order of Deacons, as described by the Diocese of Toronto, to apply in writing to the Deacon Discernment Committee. And please get your applications into the office by October 15th, and any questions could go to Max Winter or Leonard when he comes back. So there will be a special vestry to finalize all of this, and that will be announced soon. It is Food Bank Sunday. We can accept items any week, but when we get them on Food Bank Sunday, we have them available for our gift card program on the Tuesday. Thank you to everybody who brought them in today. Our newsletter went out on Friday. If you don't have email, please pick up your copy in the narthex today and maybe consider taking one to visit somebody and take it along with you. We have TESI service coming up this Thursday, and then the next Thursday our Making Disciples program starts. There's a clipboard to sign up, and we'll have that down at coffee hour. And we also have a sign up for the Parish Fall Craft Sale, if you can help with that. And 2 weeks ago, well, this is our last formal Sunday in Creation Month, but of course we're going to continue everything we can to help creation, especially when we've been reminded by so many people lately that we have to do some action. So one action is recycling things properly, another is reducing. So I'd like us to start talking about how we can reduce our waste as well. But 2 weeks ago, I talked about where you should be putting these things in. Should they go in green organic, blue recycling, or garbage? Okay, so I'd like to hear green, blue, or black when you see the object.
Green,
for sure. Right. Make sure there's nothing in it. Don't put food and napkins in the cup and then put it in recycling. Dump those out first. Green. With food on it, it goes in green. Soiled paper goes in organics. And so the food and the plate can go in. Makes it very easy. If this was styrofoam, that's another thing. Styrofoam and plastic do not belong in green. All right, this is new today. Let's hear?
Garbage.
Yes, even though it's plastic and maybe it's recyclable, we don't know for sure. The city says to put it in garbage, but sometimes when they're really good quality and we have a little extra time, we wash them and reuse them. I don't think that's the case today. Garbage. Okay, and I think we're going to get to go to popsicle sticks, and then we'll be able to put them in organic. So if you have ideas of reducing our garbage, that would be great. But if you can do those things, please come to coffee hour downstairs. Join us for some fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. That is really, really good reminders and good teaching technique. I just want to tell you about one little thing. The Sisterhood has had for, I think, 5 years now, a program called Companions on the Way for young women who want to come and spend maybe a gap year during university or a year after graduating before they go to work and spend it living alongside the sisters as an opportunity of deepening their walk with God and learning more about their faith. And this year, we have three wonderful women with us. One of them, some of you will know, she's from this parish. Her name is Jasmine Lowe. She came into the parish through the Mandarin ministry. She just finished a master's degree in music therapy at University of Waterloo, and she's been playing for the services for the Mandarin ministry. Now she's starting to play for services at the convent. So Father James and Mother Morning are a little sad about this, but they're really happy to see her in this program. And so she's become a real treasure. I mention this because you may see her around occasionally. She came to the 8 o'clock service this morning, and she played the piano for us. And then she had to leave partway through for the Mandarin service. But if you know who she is, say hi to her and ask her if she's having fun with us. I'm sure she'll say yes. If you don't know her, ask her, introduce yourself and say, are you having fun with the sisters? I'm sure she'll say yes.